This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is only a test.
DJs and MCs. This DJ, he gets it out.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to
Two DJs and a Mic with your host, DJ Mike.
Is that a timetable?
And DJ JP.
Well, get on it. It's your turn.
Give me the mic.
Scene. How you guys doing again? We want to thank you guys for joining us again. We got another episode of Two DJs and a Mic with our mothers. This is a Mother's Day
special.
Tribute or special. we don't know what we're going to get, but we're going to get it.
Uh-oh. Just be on your best behavior, mother.
Yes. Yes, so we want to take this time to thank our mothers for coming on with us, and we know it's early, but we still want to wish them a happy Mother's Day. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them,
no
sacrifices. So we thank both of you for that, and see.
So, yes, we don't know where we're going to go tonight. So I guess we could, y'all want to take a moment to introduce yourselves, say where y'all at. Well, we know where Mike mom is, but mom, where are you at today?
You see the look she gave you when you said that?
Introduction as to where you at and,
Okay. Well, my name is Patricia Powell and I'm Jeffrey's mother. And I live in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hope City.
Mississippi.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom. And I am Diane Simmons. I'm Mike's mother. And I'm in Big D. Yeah.
Okay. Big D. All right.
Yes.
So
me and Jeff thought about this, or it was Jeff's idea too, and we wanted to talk to you guys about seeing us when we decided we wanted to be DJs and how that experience was for you guys. I know for my mom, there was a lot of loud music and a whole bunch of ruckus or whatever you want to call it. But we just want to see, how y'all felt about that. because I don't think these are questions that we've ever asked you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we just did what we love to do and just went on about our little merry way. But, you know, we want to get y'all take on that.
Well, I used to watch Deffert when he was real young. He used to always be interested in music. And he had said that one of the things he would really like to do is be a DJ, especially on the radio station that we had in Hattiesburg. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the beginning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of noise, a lot of hustling, all of the time, ripping and running and trying to get the latest records and all these good things. Stayed under the radio. Mm-hmm. Finally put something on television that has some entertainment.
BET.
No, it was, you know, it was before BET.
Well, you had MTV.
Night Tracks.
Yeah, okay.
Night Tracks was my boy. Yeah,
Casey and all of them.
Mm-hmm, ABC, Soul Train. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solid Gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when did you noticed that my love for music?
Well, I think it was when Anthony was DJing.
Well, I don't call him a DJ.
Well, he was. He called him and said he was DJing. And then you took interest. And I knew then. And then plus, after you had got interest, you started DJing at a young age. And he would wake up early in the morning and would hear the and it would go on and on and on. He'll go outside and talk to his friends, and then he'd come back. You know, this, it was a repeat.
Wiggy, 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 wiggy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I woke up with music, and I went to bed with music.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was like, that was what it was like.
I didn't really get my equipment until I left home. Once I left home, but I mean, I was always listening, recording stuff, trying to hang out, look at, you know, going to dances, and didn't really dance because I was too busy watching the DJ and looking at what they were doing. So it was just crazy.
Yeah. So all that hippity hoppity, bop bop bop, and zippity zip, have that in the house, but just. For the love of music, you could just see it was all over him from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like that for me. Like my mom was talking about one of her younger brothers. He had the ability to record 8 tracks.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he used to record 8 tracks for me and, you know, different songs. Now, I didn't give him songs that I wanted. He just made 8 tracks and gave them to me. And when I got to a certain age, you know, he had 2 turntables in a mix.
Oh.
You know, yeah. And my youngest uncle, man, we used to be so mad at him. He would charge me and one of my best friends $5 to make a tape.
To make y'all a tape or let y'all?
No, to let us go in and record. And my grandmother, you know, if she got tired of hearing the music, she would run us up out of there. So, and we didn't get a refund on our money. So, but yeah, he used to charge me and one of my close friends, Burnett, $5 a piece, you know, to record. And my mom, when she used to go to work, she had music, her records. So I would play all her records. And I remember one of the favorite, one of my favorite artists then was Zapp. When you had the Zapp album with the song, I forgot which album, but it was with Dance Floor and all of that, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Oh. Yeah, and I would listen to that Heard It Through the Grapevine song over and over again. Mind you, my mama was at work because I couldn't mess with her music while she was there.
I know that.
I played with all your records.
We didn't mess with it, but I remember Al Green albums and Ohio mm-hmm. players. My mom's brother, Uncle Harry, he was the one that really introduced us to music. He brought home all these albums because he was in the Army, stationed in New York. Mm-hmm. And he had all the latest everything, man. And we used to just listen to music. And my other brother, they liked to dance. So they would dance and stuff. And just, it was just music, man. And I always getting new stuff, always listening to radio. I just fascinated with the radio. So that was just cool. And music and just being a DJ. That's all I wanted to do. Just wanted to open that microphone and say WRV. So for years, that was my whole thing, just yeah. trying to get on the radio, trying to get to the radio, trying to get to the radio.
Yeah.
You said it.
Exactly. Want to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. What up, everybody? What's up, Lindy? Lindy, who else is ever saying hi? Hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Welcome to the show. If y'all got any questions for these moms, y'all want to try to embarrass us, feel free to drop them in the chat.
Yeah.
We'll try to answer almost anything.
Yeah.
I know, not embarrassed me.
Yeah.
But so.
Yeah, and it's so many questions. So, when did you feel like I was serious about DJing?
When you early in the morning, late at night, every time you come in.
Yeah, I guess it was just evident early, Mike.
Yeah, music was your life.
Yeah. No, she right, because I would get up, Jeff, at like 6 or 7 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Early.
Early, because I've always been an early riser. I would get up 6 or 7 in the morning, and I would play around on that music for about at least 3 to 4 hours straight.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'd go outside, you know, mind you, this was during summertime, so I'll go out there and play around for a little bit, and then I have a nightcap. It might be until she came in there and tell me, you know, and she'll tell me to turn it off. Enough is enough. Turn it off.
Because if I didn't, we would keep going.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'd have been still playing right now.
Yeah, like I say, I didn't really start. I mean, I was into it, but I didn't really start or didn't get everything until I was gone and in the service. So I never wiggy-wiggied at home. I mean, we constantly made a lot of 8-track cassette tapes and, you know, recorded stuff off the radio to have to listen to and things, but I didn't really get my stuff until I went in the military, because I DJ parties with cassette tapes, flipping over tapes, you know. So we did a lot of that, man, just, you know, going to people's house, they got a cassette player, flipping it over, playing the next song, you know, and nobody didn't care then, just as long as you had the hits. So, you know.
Wow, not the cassette tapes, bro.
So that's probably when I knew I loved it, because if I'm going to be up here flipping over tapes or got two tape decks and trying to go with that little realistic mixer, you know, I was, yeah. So, I did a lot to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a long time to get there, because, like you said, you only had the music at home, and like flipping tapes in other places and stuff like that, and recording, but never to be experiencing on the turntable and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me, we were also kind of little DKs, Deacon Kids, so we had restrictions on what we could do. So, while everybody else out doing whatever, we was in choir singing. So that was another part of my life, too. That, you know, my music, it was kind of...
Yeah, so you was mixing gospel.
No, I mean, we were listening to music, but you know, music wasn't as crazy as it is now. But I mean, was there ever anything y'all wouldn't let us listen to, Mom?
Not at the time. We didn't have a lot of profanity and
stuff like that on there. But it wasn't anything they wouldn't let us listen to, but we had to go to church first. Yeah, we went two times a day, Sunday, choir rehearsal, whatever, when the doors open.
Yeah.
You bring them all in. So we were right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I'm looking at you like you got a lot of whooping.
No, I was a great kid, man. I wasn't bad. No, I didn't like getting beat. So, no, I was trying to stay out of trouble.
Oh, yeah. He did not require a lot of discipline.
No, no sir. No, no, sir. Me and the belt and the switches, we didn't get along too good.
Well, it was different for me. I got my fair share.
I got beat because of my brothers and them being bad because they just blame it on the whole tribe. Come on, all y'all.
My sister got me whooped too. I will say.
Yes, Lord have mercy. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah.
She got away. She got away.
Yes. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I did not get away.
No.
No. The rod was not spared.
Nope.
What number are you? What number child are you?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay. So I'm the oldest too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's only two of us.
Oh, okay. So there's four of us.
Yeah. So no, that's the difference. So, but yeah, but yes, I'm the oldest, and I got all of it.
Oh, you didn't get all of it.
Ain't got his share.
I beg to differ.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. We're live with the Mother's Day edition. All right.
Yeah. I will say this. I'm grateful for all of it because it helped me to be a better person. So yeah.
Same here.
I'm grateful for that. So and I'm grateful that she allowed me to have a love for music and play the loud music, you know, for hours on top of hours, you know, and that was good for me to be able to develop because she didn't put any, you know, restrictions on me in regards to just, no, you can't do that. She never told me, no, I can't do it. It was just, you've done it too much today.
Yeah, that's good, very good.
Yeah, so that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just did my sister's 50th birthday party about a month ago.
Okay.
So sitting there DJing for her and then seeing my mom there, some of my childhood friends that we grew up with, it took me back to when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
Because when my sister turned 16, it was 15.
She turned, it was 16.
It wasn't 16. It was 16.
Sure. Yes. That's when you get a party at 16.
Oh,
okay.
But it's 15 or 16. He DJed for his sister.
Oh, how sweet.
Well, you did at 16 and 50, huh? Have you done any more in between?
Oh, yeah, he did. He have did a lot of DJing for his sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she have saying this is her DJ.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She got her last free party for her 50. No more free parties.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
No more. She's been. I feel like I've been in bondage.
Okay.
And you're finally out after 50 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. When she did the 16, so she had invited, but he was charging money for her 16, and she didn't know nothing about it.
You were charging the people, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I invited people too.
They were charging money at the door.
Oh my goodness. The entrepreneurial spirit was in early, huh?
Yeah, he got a man of it, so she told me, and so I made him give her the money that he would give her for.
I was so mad. All that money.
Wow.
Look, I was the promoter. I made flyers. I promoted everything. You know, I made her party a success. So the least I could have did was made a little money.
Money. Yeah. Even just off your friends, you made a little money.
Yeah. Oh, everybody had to pay. It was nobody getting it free.
Where were y'all at?
In my mom's apartment.
Oh, my goodness. You charging to get in the apartment.
Oh, yeah. And I had made a nice little song. And it was a hurtful feeling because it just was snatched. It was like the gloves of life was just snatched away from me. Yeah, I know it, Mom. She was 13.
You were 15.
I was 15. I know it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it started at 13. Dang. So that's, what, 37 years of playing parties for free? Yeah. And it started with 13 at that year when she took your money.
Yeah, and she's been taking it ever since.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, Miguel, dive into some of them questions, man, if you got any on there. Let's see what we got.
We really didn't. We've dived into a lot of the questions that we had, but we can create some.
Oh, yeah. Did you get tired of loud music? I don't know. Did you ever get tired of us in music, Mom? But my mom loved music, so
no, because the songs that you were interested in, I was too.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. What songs were those, Mom? Because he ain't told me that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I've been trying to remember all those songs, and they keep playing over and over my head. But so far, I'm not coming up with a name. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, Al Green, Ohio Players, you know.
Commodores.
Oh, yeah.
Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely Stevie.
Little Stevie or old Stevie?
Yeah.
Old Stevie. Mm-hmm. Just Stevie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Smokey Robinson in the mirror. Yeah, mm-hmm. See, because I remember my mom's favorite artist then was Maze, Frankie Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you know, I don't think I discovered Maze till much later. Well, maybe I heard a little bit of it, but not like you do now. You know what?
I knew Maze as a kid, as a young kid. I knew all they hits.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I say, mine was somewhat sheltered, but you know, we listened to some stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot, Maze, because when she went to work, I combed through them records and I just played them. Cameo.
Did y'all have the one with the top where you opened up and you put the record in there? Did you ever have one of them? Your TV was in the front of it too?
No, we didn't have that one. Mm-hmm. We had at that time, it was a newer component set.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we had,
you know, when it was in the rack. Well, you had
we didn't graduate to the rack. We started out with the open the top of the console to put the record in there and put a penny on it so the needle won't mess up. Oh, so it won't skip a jump. Yeah. So then you got the TV in the front too. So it was
that old heavy thing. Oh, we got a sight.
Hello.
Hey,
favorite mother-in-law.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yes. I've been listening to y'all.
Yeah, she makes a weekly appearance.
Yeah, she might as well be a member of the show.
I have to make my weekly appearance.
Of course. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said, do you have Ohio Players records? They were banned in my house. Wow. Who said that? How Ohio Players were banned in their house? Who made that comment? Put your name in there. Wow. Yeah, because that was kind of on the edge with the cover, with the girl, with the
it was a little bit on the edge.
You know, my grandmother probably would have said something about that one.
Yeah, even Cameo was a little bit on the edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I don't remember them ever. Well, they were never ours. They were my uncle, so they never really just took them away from us like that.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Ohio Player.
Yeah, that one with the girl on the cover with the honey the thing.
Or some honey up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I miss those album covers. I love the artwork. And you know, another one that you were big on was Lakeside.
Yeah. Lakeside was huge. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Lakeside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, I listened to that one a lot too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Lakeside, old Prince. Mm-hmm. What?
Prince.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he was a little bit on the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. But I mean, I think by then I was old enough where my mom didn't really pay attention when. You know, we watched listen to Prince. That was when you were kind of.
I didn't listen to Prince like that. Mm-hmm. I listened to Michael Jackson. Jackson 5, but I didn't listen to Prince like that.
No, you didn't even really. I don't even remember you having a Prince album.
I didn't buy one. Yeah. And my mom and them didn't buy music, so. I mean, they had a few albums here and there, but mainly, like I said, it was my uncle with all the music.
Yeah.
And then the radio, just listening to the radio,
Oh, yeah. We listened. Me and my sister listened. We went to sleep on the radio. We woke up on the radio. And yeah. I recorded. I had so many recordings, so many tapes that I recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was like a weekly thing, especially the shows on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I would stay up. Just listening to it, and we another thing. We used to wait till mom went to sleep, and we would listen to the radio and have our own little good time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we would put the radio in a window and listen to a radio station out of New Orleans because we really didn't have a black station that played rap or it was just, you know, he was old fuddy-duddy, and we would listen to put it in the window, make sure it's just right, and record mix shows from a club in New Orleans.
So why was it in the window to get a better reception?
Hey man, you got to get that signal, bro. You might have to put a little fall on the end of the antenna or whatever, turn it just right, and you know I need to hold my finger on top of it. You know you got to get it just right to get that signal. Put it in the window.
That's right. And,
but I mean, New Orleans was a long way. That's about 104 miles from my house. So to try to get that signal, but it would come in crystal clear on Saturday nights, man, to record them mix shows, bro. That was like heaven to me. So they would be on the air from like whatever time to like 12 or whatever. So I would listen to that. And that's where I really fell in love with it then. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think was my favorite type of music?
Yours. I think you liked it all. Different kinds of music because you listen to different things. Your choice, I think, would be probably maybe rap, not for sure. Rap, but mostly you listen to all kinds of music, so it's really hard for me to say what your kind. When you love music, it doesn't, and you don't have no certain kind, you know. You have a certain kind you listen, but you love all music, and that's what you did.
That's a great question. So, Mother, what kind of music do you think I like?
Oh, my goodness. I know you don't like blues.
Wait a minute. It's not about you. It's about me.
I know you don't like blues.
I do like the blues because, I mean, I do now. I didn't have an appreciation for it then because but then when I did that show for Papa Soul, the Maharaja of the Blues, and I was on the radio, I was like, you know what? This is not bad. I started to like blues. I mean, I started to like it just like I started to like country music. But I mean, you know, so I have a lot. I mean, I liked a lot of stuff.
You love rap. I could never understand them at first. It was the hardest thing for me to get used to rap music. But finally, I did. I think you just about like it all.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, growing up driving around in the car, you had some stuff, but mainly when you're out on the road, we listen to everything. You know, we listened to Elton John, Elvis, whatever was playing. So, you know, you got exposed to a lot of stuff early, but nothing like it is now. But we listened to a lot, we knew a lot of white music, not country, but like pop and whatever was popular at the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a good thing because I remember when cable first came out, we got cable when they had the cable with the remote that had the cable to it.
The spring to it, yeah. I remember the VCRs like that.
Yeah. So, you know, when MTV first came out and so forth, I'm just saying we watched MTV, I'm talking about night in, night out.
Faithfully.
So that helped me to get a better feel for all types of music because she's right. I listened to a little bit of everything.
And y'all would, I mean, it's kind of different because y'all had strong black stations. We had one station, and if you got 5 miles outside the city, it was gone. I mean, if you leave out of Forest County, you get out to 28 mile long county, it's gone. So, it was just enough. But that was my dream, to be on that 1,000 watt station.
I feel sorry for you, but
it's still about that bad.
We had the best of, you know, so many worlds. We had Tom Warner, we had Dr. Rock, we had U-Shay, we had Dr. Funk. We had so many different people. So it was, man, it was, you know, you just got so much. You know, and I fell in love with so many different types of music. And I spent, you know, so much time listening to music. And when I started DJing, I was very good before people even knew it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I did a lot in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I practiced religiously. So the hard thing was taking what I practiced and doing it in front of people, because it was a different level of expectations.
Yeah.
Now I'm worrying about what people think and how they feel. When I was in the privacy of my room, it really didn't matter, because I enjoy it and I love what I did. So that was a challenge in itself. What's up, KG? What's up, Tina and my cousin?
What's up,
Tracy?
Y'all be careful up there in OKC. He said he locked in a storm cellar.
Oh. Be careful. Yeah, he drive trucks. Yeah, be careful, cousin. It ain't.
Wow. That's a good one, Mike. Put that one up.
Yeah. What is that?
If your mom could have dinner with any artist, who would it be?
Okay. I know who my mom would be. Go ahead, Miss Powell. I want to hear this. Hey, you tell them kids over there to cover their ears.
Oh, I don't know. It might be Sir Charles.
I don't even know what he looked like. So.
Oh, I wasn't ready she would that.
Say, now, see, I thought I knew. I thought she would say Al Green.
Oh, no,
he's cool too.
Yeah, not like Sir Charles, though.
Sir Charles. I don't even know what Sir Charles looked like. I'm going to have to Google him now.
Wow. Well,
I like the music. I just like blues.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We know.
Mm-hmm. But I appreciate all music. And when I used to work at the Reliance, and that's a factory that makes work clothes, shirts, and pants, and I used to put in shirt sleeves. So when I went there, I didn't like country music. But after staying there 5 years, I learned to appreciate even country music. Because that's what they played all day long. So I just love music, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a great question, man. Yeah, that was a good question.
Mine would be Maze. Frankie Beverly.
Oh, Frankie.
Frankie Beverly.
You knew it, Mike. Was you right?
Oh, I already knew it. She knew I knew. She's been a Frankie Beverly. She's one of the true fans.
Yeah, she really is. Because I don't know if I ever heard anybody that deep. But I know they are, because all the people that go to the concerts and the white and all that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. What's up, Keith? How you doing? Yeah, it's bad in OKC, y'all. Yeah. Be careful out there on that highway.
Yeah, be careful, cousin.
So, Mike, I'm going to have to throw it on you. If there was somebody you could have dinner with, who would it be?
That's a good question, Jeff. Artist-wise?
Yeah. That could go a lot of
ways. Great.
Yeah, I know. That could go a lot of ways. That would be good. I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's so many, but I'm just saying somebody that that was very just unique to me.
Yeah, totally. It
would be Prince or Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
From a musical standpoint, because to me they were out of this world.
Yeah.
Geniuses,
music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one, because I would probably have to go Prince 1A and then Jill Scott 1B.
You like Jill Scott?
Oh, yeah. That would be 1B. If Prince couldn't make it, I wouldn't be upset if Jill came. I mean, she's just talented in where she goes and she tells stories, man. So I just love how she does.
She got some beautiful music. I love it.
Yeah. We got a date with her coming up kind of soon. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Miss Scott, yes.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that was a good question. Anybody else got some questions out there? Anything?
Yeah. So I do. What was your favorite song by Sir Charles, Miss Powell?
Oh my goodness, I can't name now.
Don't tell me it was It's Friday. It's Friday. What?
Well, that's a good one now, but it's not your favorite.
No. It could. We would get ugly on here and say it might be the Black Horse or something, but she always like to try to make me laugh. Have you heard the Black? I'm like, the Black Horse? What are you talking about, Mom?
That's a good song, but nah.
Okay. All right. Get on her. She'll be out of control. Anytime it's some kind of innuendo or funny, she want to tell me about it. Have you heard this song? I'm like, what you talking about? Then try to act like she don't know what he's talking about. I'm like, that's terrible. That Black, really? So, and you know, I went to East Texas and DJed something, and that's all they want to hear, the Black Horse. And all. I'm like, oh my God. And I sent her a video. I said, well, they got me playing your song tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We had that one.
Yeah. But one thing, I really wish I could have met Michael Jackson before he died.
Yeah. I wish I would have saw him too.
A duel.
Yeah, so
he had some beautiful music. Yeah, he
happened to him in his life, but he was a great artist.
And you know, that's the thing. We see these people and we forget that they're people. They may be talented in providing the music, but they may have some other things going on in their lives that they have problems just like we do.
Yes,
and we put them on this pedestal and make them like they superheroes, but they're people too.
Yeah.
We do tend to get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always tell people, I love the artist, but the person, I don't know the person. I know the artist.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? You finna do some break dancing or something?
No. That was just something I was looking at. He say doing too much. Here we go.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's so many questions.
I'll roll off one of them ones I sent you.
Okay.
Well, that was it. So just like, when we say we really want to do this as a full-time hobby, did you ever think it would take us to where we are now? Did you think we could make a living being a DJ?
Well, I believe that he could because he had, I'm saying everybody that DJ, you have, it's a talent, you know, that you have, you know, you just can't say, hey, I'm a DJ and think you can DJ this. I feel that a person that has a gift as a DJ, then yes, you can. And if you continue to strive for it, and he never gave up on his DJ, and he just kept on, and then God opened that door for him to walk through that door. So, made him successful in doing it by him staying humble, you know, not thinking that, hey, he's up here, but he stayed humble. And he it wasn't a certain people that he would DJ for, but he DJ for whoever, you know, that desired his So he didn't have no special picks. So I believe that he could. I always believed in him.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, when Jeffrey first started talking about it, as we have already said, we didn't have all this equipment in the house, but it was something that continually over and over and over talked about. So I didn't get a chance to see a lot of when he was really developing into that person because he was out of town. But his conversation and the things that he would tell me, and I'm knowing that he's the type of person that never gives up. If he puts his mind to something, then that's what he's going to do. And that's what he did. And I just kept up with it as the time he would tell me what he did and how he did. And so I just felt in my heart he would be successful. But the thing that really gets me, we used to travel a lot back and forth to Dallas, Texas. And he was so excited when he was going to Texas. He was a little boy, perhaps about 8 years old. I remember maybe the first time. And he stood up in the back seat, and he didn't like to sit down. He'd be so excited because we were going to Dallas. He said he couldn't say Dallas at the time, too good, but he said Dallas. So it's amazing how he wound up living in Dallas, living out of his dreams. So it's just all came together, and it's only because it was the hands and the plans of the Lord.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm just proud of him. I just can't believe that it has escalated into what it has. And yes. It's just awesome to see and hear and know.
Yes.
Yep. You in Dillies now.
That's what he used to call it.
Yeah. It's a couple crazy stories. So this is when I knew I wanted to be a DJ. So both of them deal with Dallas. So I was driving. I was in the military. It's my first duty assignment. I was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we were driving from Albuquerque going home for Christmas. And Dr. Rock was on, and he was killing Uncle Ricky, you know, just going back and forth. I said, man, when I get back, I got to buy me some turntables. I got to finish this. You know, I got to pursue my dream. I got to do this by my own turntable. So that was the thing that made me push me over there. So then I got orders, and I went to Germany, and I bought my first set of turntables. So it kept, but that pushed me, okay, you've been waiting too long. Go spend this money and get your turntable. And then I was about to get out the Air Force. So I was driving home one time from Wichita Falls when I lived in Wichita Falls. And K-104 came in on the other side of Shreveport, clear as day. I said, there is something telling me that I need to live in Dallas. Because it's just so many little things about, I mean, I'm in Louisiana, not even in Texas, and K-104 is clear as a bell. And I said, you know what? Eventually, when I get out, retire, I'm going back to Dallas. That's my sign that I need to be in Dallas.
Well, I think the sign happened when you were standing in the back of that seat talking about you going to leave. I think that's the real sign.
It was funny, man. I mean, it was like 1 a.m. Dr. Rock was killing it. And then it was bright, clear day. You know, radio doesn't travel clear in the daytime. So I'm driving in the car. I think either Jermaine was graduating or something was going on. I was driving home. And I mean, K-104 came in clear as a bell. I said, that's the sign. I have to get and live in that city one day.
What were you saying, Mom?
Well, I was just saying that I feel that was the sign then. It was the beginning of a dream. And we didn't know what it meant. But as time went on, we found out that apparently that's what it was.
Yeah.
It just kept building and building and building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's why they never put me past Texas when I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never went much further than Texas. Always in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it is amazing. It's just, you know, you look at your journey, where it starts from.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I love music. I've always loved music. And the funny thing, my wife would say, no, that's your first love. I'm a second. But, you know, I've always loved music.
Yeah.
But I never thought that it would be something that I would do professionally.
Yeah.
I love music, you know, and I loved it so much. I remember when I was younger, I would do it for free. You know, people would come pick me up and take me somewhere and I'd set up my stuff. And I just did it for free because I loved music. And I love to see people dancing and having a good time to what I was doing.
Yeah.
That gave me, you know, a thrill, a natural high just to see that. Mm-hmm. And that still drives me to this day to see them, all you right. know.
Yeah.
It's like I'm controlling the situation, you know. And Jeff would say that DJs are control freaks, but, you know. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, because some of the clubs I DJ in, there's nothing like seeing hundreds of people go to everything you do. Whatever I tell you to do, that's what you do. I mean, if I want you to stop, slow down, whatever, I do that. If I want you to slide or do, you know, we're just in control of a whole room. And it's just a high for that whole time, just giving. I mean, and I think that's probably why during the pandemic I was able to relate, because of radio days and not even really needing the audience, just the love of music and knowing that you're spreading something. So it's just yeah. it's just so many ways to spread what we do, and music is a way of healing and helping people. And we don't even sometimes we don't even know what we're doing for folks. And then music talks to you too. I mean, you could play a song and talk to somebody, or you could hit somebody's day or give them that right song. It's just so many things with what we do, man.
Now, this is the question that I have for both of the mothers, and I think this is important. What would you tell parents out there when it comes to supporting their kids and what they like to do? Because sometimes you have those of us that will push them away from something that they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my mother didn't, you didn't, you know, and I can't think of a time where she said anything negative about me doing that other than turn it down or turn it off. You've had it on too long. And I can't say that that's negative. That's just showing me that there's boundaries
yeah. to
what I'm doing. You know,
that's a good question.
Yeah. So what would y'all tell parents when it comes to supporting their child and their dreams?
Okay. What I is support them, you know, because we get a chance to see and you know some of the things that your child, you know, capable of. You know if there's a real interest. You know if there's a real talent. And so I would not want to suppress it. I want to encourage and to want to see him continue to escalate. Because if you stifle somebody from doing something, then, you know, it may you and them, they may regret it for the rest of their lives. And if you stifle or stop them, then you'll never know what they could have done if only you mm-hmm. in and help, or just say a few words of encouragement.
Yep.
Thanks, Doc. I love it. Mm-hmm. I agree. And what do you have, Mom?
Well, just like she said, you have to support, you know, your dreams, you know, whatever your kid desires to do that God has placed in his heart. You have to believe in him and trust him. And you have to nourish that dream too. You have to push, you know, I'm not saying just push, but you have to make sure that they don't give up on their dreams, you know, because some people, you know, they have a dream and they want to do this, and then all of a sudden, you know, they stop because it don't go their way, or they don't, you know, go like they think it's supposed to, because some people think it's supposed to be instantly.
Yes.
So you have to, you know, mm-hmm. push them and make sure that they stand on their word.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Support. Don't be a DK, a dream killer.
Yeah.
I just have a few comments from my brothers. They watching on my page and I wasn't logged on. So Lewis said, "Hey, mama."
Hey.
My brother talking about me in the mixtapes in the window and talking about we were running antenna up on top of the house. Make sure we got the signal. And my wife, of course, in my two-piece here. And then then my other brother talking about Mama on TV. And then one of my coworkers talking about, this is great. and just different things. And yeah, they talking about hooking up antennas on top of the roof and all kind of stuff. And then my other brother talking about nowadays, and a DJ, anybody can buy some equipment and call themselves a DJ. So it's just, but yeah, it's just, it's always been a love for me, man. And I never thought, I mean, I knew radio guys made a lot of money, so that's probably why I wanted to be radio, but I never thought we could, you could do what you do now in like weddings and other things and DJing other stuff. And man, I remember, you know, doing parties where people, oh, we didn't make enough on the door to pay you. Really?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
so it's some nice, heck, we did it, didn't, like you say, didn't get paid. You got, you know, it was, you were set up. So yeah, it's been a journey, man. It's, I've been doing it since 1990. So I've been, and you started, cause you started younger than me. So, you know, you've been at it just as long as me, even though you're younger than me, but it's just always what I love, man. No matter what, I mean, I won't say I'll do it for free, but I'll do it for the love. Cause I just, I love it. Even when I come home and do stuff and mama came to a party we did a couple years ago, she's like, you just look like you're just having so much fun up there. And it really is. It's what I love. And it just, I don't know. It's just that high, you know? And like you say, when you get through, your head is still trying to go to the next song to create something for people to dance to and just having fun and making a good one.
There's so many lessons in it. Like for me, and I tell people, even, you know, some people, like you were saying, Mom, about working on something and getting better at it and putting in the time, you know, and
so, sacrifice.
Yeah, so many of us, we want that instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this since I was like, I had just turned 14. Like 30. Well, I've been loving music, but I'm saying a story, you know.
Yeah.
This has been pretty much my entire life.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, I won't say that's the case for me because I love basketball more than that first, and I played.
I did a lot of other things.
You played sports, but
I'm saying I DJed, but it wasn't like number one. Basketball was number one for a long time. I mean, I played a lot of basketball. But I mean, after playing, you know, I'm probably going to DJ the after party or whatever, wherever the thing is, but I did a lot of played a lot of basketball, and that got me to different places. That got me to DJ in Germany. That got me to DJ in England. That got me to go to Iraq. The general, hey, what? Hey, I'm gonna fly you up here. You DJ for the troops in Iraq. So I mean, basketball and DJing opened so many doors, man. You know, I could be on a base. Okay, we heard about you. They okay, you ain't got to work. Just come over here and DJ or do this for me. So it was. It was just a lot of doors that opened for me with that and radio stations and like a lot of things. I mean, from radio, I did comedy shows. A lot of people know I did Shucky Ducky. I did TP. I did TL. I did all comedy shows. And I even brought Ricky Smiley to Hattiesburg. So, I mean, I've done just some great things with DJing because I knew other DJs. I knew Ray Ray on a radio station in Mobile, Alabama. He just, every comedian he know, he knew, he sent them to me to be on, you know, come do a comedy show for me.
That's good.
Yeah, so it was, it's just been a great journey, man, through this thing. And I wish I would have got on out here, but I never really pursued it. But I love what I do now anyway, so I don't know. Yeah.
Sometimes it's not all about you getting on radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know we have our dream, we want to be on the radio, but it might not be where you are needed. You're needed elsewhere. You know, people that may want you to do weddings and stuff like that. I'm saying this don't always have to be the radio or the TV for you to be well known.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you just put out good work and people, they'll find you. Because like I tell Mike, he's the best kept secret in Dallas. He may not be broadcasting and advertising all the time, but he's working every weekend. And he don't really... He ain't out front flamboyant, shoving in everybody's face. He's just doing great work. And that's one thing I like about him because he don't, you know, he's just doing his thing and just chugging along, killing it. And don't nobody know that he's out there just killing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I have to let Mom know, and she get mad when I don't let her know that I made it home.
Oh, same thing. Last night, I'm in the air. y'all almost home. Texting me on the plane last night, and I'm like, Mama, as soon as we land, I'm gonna let you know we done made it back.
Tell Calvin she got to start paying us for these appearances. She got to start paying us.
One day we're going to have her on the show to just get it all out. She's going to get the whole 60 minutes of Calvin.
Yeah, we got you.
We'll just get up and walk away from the screens.
Let her do her thing. Yeah, because she made 3 to 4 appearances tonight. That's more four shows.
More than her normal appearances.
Yeah, she is in there.
So,
she got backpack on.
We got about 6 more minutes. Any questions for Mom? Anybody got any questions they want to just ask, you know, anything about us bad little naughty heads as we were growing up and all that good stuff? But, yeah, I just, like I say, it's just something I just love. And then my brother, Jermaine, he got into it, and he loved it, too. My nephew can DJ. So,
that's good.
It just... They kind of all just follow me. They do other stuff, but they can all DJ. And one of my other brother, Lewis, he dabbles into it, but he's one of those people where he thinks he's eccentric, so he's playing stuff off the album that nobody else has heard. So he in there just doing his thing, singing Beethoven, and everybody in the club looking at him like, what's wrong with this Negro? But... So it's kind of a musical family. Everybody kind of loves music, and everybody we all into it. So,
yeah.
Anything y'all want to ask us, moms? Anything y'all want to ask me and Mike?
I can't think of anything that I'd like to ask, except I'd like to tell you all, keep the good work going. You're doing a marvelous job. We are so proud of you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. We are what we are because of y'all.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
That is a fact. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be successful if it wasn't for my mother. So that's the fact. You know, and I always tell people, this is my first lady.
Yeah.
So this is my number one fan. Mm-hmm. She has supported me through the ups, the downs, the in-betweens. She's always been there. So I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for her.
Yeah. Right. Same here. I've always been a mama's boy.
Yeah, my sister, she's been a hater her whole life. That's your favorite.
No, I would never say she did that or separated us like that.
Well, I don't say that, but, you know, some people, they just have to, you know, they drive a wedge.
I got to meet your sister one day, Mike. You talk bad about it. I wish I would have been able to come to the party like I was planning.
Oh, she had a good time. I told her to enjoy it. That's your last free party.
Same thing with this one over here. We all threw her. It wasn't really a surprise, but we threw her a 75th party. And,
I remember that. Yeah,
we had to throw in the blues.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Some of those beautiful pictures they did. They just outdid themselves. It was really, really beautiful.
I saw some of the pictures. It was nice.
Came together really good, but it's just it all works out. And this being in this industry, you get to know and learn about a lot of people. And
Well, you know, the good thing is now they know that you got a thing for Sir Charles. So they just found out something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all agreed to come on and didn't fight us, because I thought Mom was gonna fight me at first. I don't want to come on there. I don't want nobody seeing me on here. Came on and thank you for coming on. And,
again, happy early Mother's Day. Yeah, which every day is a celebration of our mothers.
Yeah,
And we do thank y'all, because this was perfect for us, and we've never really had the conversation about, you know.
I know I've never had that conversation.
Yeah, I haven't either. I know, you know. So that is good.
That's why I said, okay, let's try to do a Mother's Day show. But then the schedule was just so crazy because we're going to try to do Monday. Couldn't do Monday. And then we were gone for 2 days in New York. And then I said, I was going to try to do it from New York, but then old schedule over here had the whole everything full. I was going to do it from the whole. But, you know, you're in New York. You got to go do stuff. You can't sit around. So
that's right. That's right.
We were at a Yankee game. I was going to do it from the Yankee game, Mike. Try to do it. But,
you ain't going to mess us up like that.
Yeah, but it was good. So it all worked itself out. Choir rehearsal got canceled, and we were able to get on tonight and do it at our normal schedule time, but not our normal schedule day. And we appreciate everybody who jumped on, especially my brothers, because I don't know if y'all ever even watched the show, but I'm glad y'all tuned in tonight. Keith, your cousin, man, be careful up there in OKC, and the pepper over here. But it was cool. That was really cool. It's kind of relaxed. We had a good show.
What'd you say, Miss Bell?
Glad to be able to do it.
Thank you. Y'all made this one great.
Yeah, so I'm still in slightly in shock that she came on, because at first I think she was like, So did your mama give you a hard time when she was ready to go? Come on, I'm ready to get on here.
Well, no, she didn't. She agreed. My sister just said that she needed to be here. Instead of, because she was afraid that she wasn't gonna be able to get on her device and shit. We saw this much right here.
We had a training class this morning. So.
You told me.
I have to tell you a funny story. So the other day I called mom. I'm like, hey, can you plug up the photo booth for an event we had coming up? Man, I'm seeing everything but the photo booth. I'm like, mama, over here, the car. I'm looking at light bulbs, hair. I'm like, what are you doing? I said, can you just hold it at the photo booth? Man, I never saw the photo booth in the whole conversation. Yeah, the plug up one time. This, I'm like, I guess so, mama. I don't even know. I can't see that. So mama, I gave up. I'm like, I hope you plug up something. I don't know what you're plugging up. FaceTime is this? I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, see everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? Can you see it? No. But we got it plugged up. I'm not sure how, but we did.
He gave bad instructions, right?
I'm like, the cord hanging off the iPad. Just plug up the cord. Man, she done plugged up the bottom of the booth. She got a big old black cord. I'm like, mama, you know that don't go to the iPad, right? So finally, she figured it out. I was like, oh, Lord, that was 30 minutes of my life I'll never get back. But happy Mother's Day. And, Lewis still on here. I don't know if he is. What's up, Sharp? What's up? I told my brother, I said, hey, man, what are we doing for Mother's Day for Mama? He said, there's a black and gold object in the driveway. She's not getting anything for Mother's Day.
Wow.
He said, have her go outside and look in the driveway. We just bought her a car. And he was like, tell her to go check the driveway. That might cover Mother's Day, Christmas, and her birthday. I didn't say that. I'm still getting some. I don't know about you, but okay. Yeah. All right. You go ahead with that one. He's like, tell her to go look in the driveway.
Me and these four boys.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, man.
It's been a mess.
Yeah, they are. They really are. I don't know about the rest.
Yeah.
I'm the angelic one.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. The other ones I don't know about.
Uh-huh.
Well, once again, thank y'all for coming on. We're gonna let y'all get y'all time back, and so y'all can enjoy the rest of y'all evening. And man, it was a pleasure. We got to do this more often, Mike. Have some fun, funny show, some good comedy.
Yeah,
Yep. Well, happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you too.
All right, all right. Mike, you ain't getting no car, so what you getting?
I don't know yet because mom is going to be out of town. She's going to see one of my cousins. One of my little cousins is graduating from college or law school? No, from law school.
Okay.
So, and he's in, where is he in?
Idaho.
Hey, you can send it there.
Yeah.
Amazon deliver everywhere.
You're right about that.
Surely
with it.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing to do with it. All right.
Miss Powell, if I block him out and you just see him disappear, you know why.
I will know why.
Because he getting his little punches in on his brother. So he just throwing all his little punches. They can't defend themselves. I'm like, wow, he really going in.
I'm surprised he ain't tight nothing, though. I'm surprised. Especially Lewis, he ain't saying nothing, but it's all good. But
yeah.
All right, brother, hit the theme music. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Happy Mother's Day to all the DJs out there. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. If you rewatch the show, happy
Yes, I can. I've been listening to the whole show.
Yeah.
That's my brother Lewis. So yeah.
Not the angelic one.
So did you not
going on, Lewis?
Did you not say tell to check the driveway?
I did say that. It's black and chrome Cadillac in the driveway. But all joking aside. I knew my brother was going to be a very good DJ. He was going to be a very good DJ when all we had was headphones, turntables, and a simple mixer. He mixed Planet Rock and Sexual Healing in the club, tore it up.
Oh,
man. That's what I knew.
Yeah, that was one of my just secret weapons back in the day.
Yeah, he could kill it. He could kill it. And the night... Everybody, I remember this quick story. Gregory KP DJed one of his first parties in my mother's backyard.
Yeah.
He was coding his speakers into the backyard, and he had to use some of our speakers because he is messed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know who KP is.
Greg Street.
Hey, mm-hmm. But on a good day, Jeff will take him out any day of the week.
Shots
fired.
Yeah, big shots fired.
Okay, so what does that mean about these four boys? That's just
cool. He came over to mama house. He like Cal, he got to make an appearance.
And he did.
Yeah, he did. Well, all right, hit the theme music, Mike, and we out of here.
All right, bye, Miss Cal. Happy Mother's Day.
All right.